Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Michael Jordan's 50th birthday did not have to be such a vivid reminder of his unparalleled playing days. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Michael Jordan turning a half century was treated like a national holiday, with tributes and reminiscences that lasted a week. Don't kid yourself. It's all about the brilliant marketing Nike has done for Jordan, who hasn't played basketball in 15 years. Despite Jordan being a Carolina guy and probably the greatest player in the history of the game to this point, his birthday reminded me of something else, a great failing, if you will. When Jordan was becoming the most famous athlete in the world, he did not have to make as much money as he could or turn the Nike brand into his own personal playground. With his fame and recognition came another calling that he completely blew off. Unlike Muhammad Ali and Arthur Ashe, other celebrities of color who helped change the planet, Jordan had the same responsibility to do so, or at least try. For example, not refusing to support Harvey Gantt with his famous line, "Republicans buy sneakers too." We forgave him his gambling problems and later publicized womanizing when he was still Air Jordan, thrilling us with every cuff dunk, three-pointer, and NBA championship. But it's hard to give him any credit for the last 15 years or so. Two terrible stints as an NBA owner, and one of the highest private divorce settlements in history. The 27,000-square-foot mansion he built in Florida, where he has lived as an absentee owner of the woeful Bobcats, has made him a punchline in Charlotte. My main gripe with Jordan is about his ultimate obligation. When the world bestows upon you that much fame, it is a gift you have to use in some way for the greater good. And we're not talking about giving up golf or giving away his fortune. For a very short window, Michael Jordan could have taken stands that inspired entire countries. His persona and influence could have made him a special assistant to the president, a touring ambassador off the court, someone who actually might have helped us cut through the political process. Instead of what he is now, a 50-year-old has-been who is nothing more than the best-marketed ex-athlete of all time. This is Archansky. See ya.